live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And you can take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. I mean, the headlines today at the Drudge Report was that the Google's teaming up with the NSA. Now, startpage.com would never do that. You can get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. We actually are going to bring another special guest on the program here tonight. Very unusual episode of Free Talk Live, where we'll actually load up on guests throughout the show. Normally it's just open phones all night long. But it's my understanding we are going to do an extended edition of the show, internet only, afterwards. So there'll be plenty of time for you to get on.
We should tell people what that's going to be about.
Well, maybe as we get a little closer toward the end of the show. By the way, we did talk to Big Mike for a couple hours. And, Dale, you are a cartoonist over at anarchyinyourhead.com. People can go to anarchyinyourhead.com. And the latest cartoon that just came out, I believe, today was about Big Mike.
Yeah.
So people should go and see that when they get a chance. It's pretty good. Let's go to Carrie Paco Ellison. He is with us again for the third time, and it's not good news that we're having you on to talk about, Carrie. You're the owner of the Black Hawk Saloon in Charleston, West Virginia, where we are currently on the air on WVTS AM and now on the FM band, actually. So you've probably got more listeners now hearing this interview than ever in the past because, well, the FM band's got about 80% of the radio audience. So we've been following your case for a couple years now. And as the people in Charleston well know, there's been a smoking ban that has been applicable to, I believe, all bars and restaurants in the county in which you're in. Kanawha County is, I believe, what it's called. Am I right so far on all that?
Yeah, you're right on it. The only thing is, you said it was bad news that I was back the third time. I thought it was great to be back.
Well, it's great to have you, but it's bad news that you're here to tell us about. We found out from one of our listeners earlier this week what's been going on. Basically, what happened was they passed the smoking ban a couple years ago. You own the Black Hawk Saloon there in Charleston, and you decided that this is your property. It's your business. Your customers enjoy a good cigarette while they're in enjoying themselves in your establishment. You, as the owner, want to allow them to do that. It should be none of the health board's business or the government's business what goes on in a private establishment. Well, it's open to the public, but it's your establishment. It's not theirs. And you decided to go ahead and just tell them, well, you can keep smoking here. Isn't that right?
That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
And so you did. And you left the doors open and you let the customers come in and smoke, and they threatened you and they harassed you and they tried to intimidate you into stopping. They even hit you with a fine. Which, did you end up paying that?
Well, yes, of course.
Okay.
Soon. I've been convicted twice of this what they call a crime. And how the liquor man got in, the liquor commission got into it here, they avoided it like the plague in the beginning because they said that it wasn't their problem. They had enough of their own to take care of. It was the health department's issue. Well, once I got convicted of the crime, it now was established as a crime, and there's a clause in your liquor license that says that criminal activity cannot go on within the premises. So they came in and they saw cigarettes and said, okay, there's the crime. They pulled my liquor license.
Oh, man.
It's awful. I was
talking to run a bar without a liquor license.
Yeah, I was talking with a bar owner around here, and they've got a similar provision. He told me that there were some people fighting across the street because the fight actually ended up spilling over into his parking lot. They gave him points on his license, his liquor license, because of that. I mean, it's just crazy the amounts of regulations that people like you have to go through just to serve people alcohol.
Well, the thing. I contended all along that it wasn't, it really wasn't a law because it was made by appointed people, and it was an ordinance, and which all that does is circumvents the law thing. It's still a law. You still have to abide by it. If you don't, then they hit you with things. I took it to magistrate court and lost. I appealed that to circuit court.
You did.
And lost. And both times, my point was that I never got a receipt. I never received a fair trial because this was indeed a political hot potato, a definite political issue. And every time I was judged, it was by a politician. The magistrate is a politician. The circuit court judge is a politician. Neither of them would grant me a jury trial, which I thought I was due. But they said, oh, no, it's not a jailable offense. You are not entitled to a jury trial.
Constitution says you get a jury if it's over $20.
That's what I read. I read the same thing. And
So you appealed up to a circuit court.
We have different set of laws. Just like the legislature here deemed it illegal to smoke in a public place in, I think it was 91 or 93. And then when the but the legislature, they can still smoke in their chambers and, and in the state house.
Yes.
Now, the little workers can't, but the lawmakers can. They can smoke in their offices and in legislative chambers. But so we and in bingo parlors. That's statewide. And then they just handed the ball to the counties and said, all right, it's up to you to come up with your own policy countywide, but don't mess with our bingo parlors and state house.
So you said you appealed up to the circuit court level. Did you consider going higher than that?
I considered it, but I have a fool for an attorney.
A fool?
You know what they say about... So I took it about as far as I could take it.
Yeah. So you did it on your own. You did it essentially by yourself without the attorney?
Correct. You know what they say about... His own attorney has a fool for a client.
What did it cost you to take it up to the circuit court? Because I know that in many places they want you to pay in order to have this so-called right to an appeal.
Well, yes, I had to pay all circuit court costs, and then the fine that was passed on from the lower court. So in all, I've had the two convictions, and then I go to court this month. I think it's next week. I have to look at my calendar. I go for yet another charge.
What are these charges? So, what are they actually they're calling this?
Well, every time the health department sends an inspector in here and sees a cigarette, he writes me a citation. Then
you're not doing anything. It's the customer. Why don't they go write the customer a citation, right?
Well,
they can't pay.
Because the customer is not committing a crime.
Well, plus the customer's bank account
stuff. I'm allowing them to smoke it in here.
See, I liked what you brought.
That's bass awkward and quite bizarre.
It is, because they're expecting you to be a law enforcer. They're expecting you to enforce their laws.
And that's what I told them. I said, I'm not the smoking police. It's not my job.
Yep.
And they said, well, yeah, it's your license, so it's your job. And all along, my...
Now, wait, that's the health license, right? Not the liquor license?
Well, that's the health permit. And in the beginning, they said that they would pull the health permit if anyone violated it. Well, I tested that.
Mm-hmm.
guess what?
They
were bluffing.
Huh.
So then the liquor people weighed into it, and I tested that. And guess what? They weren't bluffing.
No. They came in. They pulled the liquor permit. It happened a couple days ago. They actually came in and physically removed it. Is that right?
That's correct. They actually... And I thought we were just having a friendly little sparring match. I'd slap them, they'd slap me, I'd slap them. Then they pulled out a gun and shot me in the head.
They would if they had the opportunity. Kerry, you can stick with us for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, hang on. We're going to bring you back here. More with Kerry Paco Ellison. He is the owner of the Black Hawk Saloon, and in my opinion, one of the most courageous business owners in the country right now, because he was willing to stand up against this insane smoking ban that they passed down there and say, hey, this is my property. It's my business. If people want to smoke here and I want to let them smoke here, it's none of your damn business. Leave me alone. They didn't, of course. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include our live streams, so you can go and tune in any old time, 24 hours a day. You can also utilize our listen lines. There's a brand new phone number for that, so if you don't have the, if you still have the old number, make sure you go get the new one over at listen.freetalklive.com. You can also use our webcam, our broadband, or dial-up streams. All there, all free for you. Listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you giving candy again this year for Valentine's Day? Get creative, man. That's what shows women that you really care. This year, get George's famous baklava. It's Osborne approved. Walnut baklava with 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and all natural. That's why it tastes so good. Shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets you fresh and delicious. You can order it at mandrick.com. That's MANDRIK.com. There's no C in there. Mandrick.com.
We're back with Carol. Oh. Go ahead.
I've had it, and it's really good.
It's really good. I've got it. We've got some right here in the freezer now.
We are back with Kerry Paco Ellison. He is the owner of the Black Hawk Saloon in Charleston, West Virginia. And we've had Kerry on in the past to tell us about his odyssey, where the state and the local bureaucrats on the health board have been attacking him through his business because he runs a bar. And they passed a smoking ban there in Kanawha County in West Virginia. And he basically said to them, well, the hell with this. This is my business. I'm going to allow my customers to smoke. I'm not the smoking police, and I'm not going to be your unpaid enforcer. And I think that, personally, I think that position is heroic. And, Kerry, I'm glad you took the time to come back on here on a Free Talk Live with us. Of course, if people have questions for you, they can call in at 800-259-9231. But they fined you. They hit you with fines. You appealed it. You ended up paying the fine. They claimed that they wouldn't give you a jury trial because there's no chance of jail time. But what would happen if you didn't pay the fines?
I've wondered about that. Well, they would probably just sanction me somehow, pull my license or my business license, my health permit or my liquor license again, something that is necessary for me to run.
Well, because if you don't get the licenses, then they'll send men with guns in to shut you down. I mean, that's why people get licenses, right? Because they're afraid of what the men with guns calling themselves the police might do to them if they don't get their little permission slip and pay the bribe.
That's
pretty much it. And so, you know, I don't blame business owners for going and bowing down and you know, kissing the boot and getting the permit because, I mean, they're scared and for good reason. So I never blame anybody for doing what they need to do their business. But that's the reason why business owners don't tend to do what you did, Kerry, is because they're too damned afraid of what the consequences might be. You were willing to accept those consequences. You stepped out of, you know, the line of the obedience to the state, and you said, well, wait a minute, this is my business, and I should be able to allow smoking. And indeed, the iron fist of the state came smashing down on you. It was a lengthy process, and if anything, you ended up getting some great free publicity out of it. I mean, all kinds of newspaper articles came out of this. I mean, I suppose it wasn't free over time. You had to pay money to the state. But nonetheless, you did get some publicity. And, of course, we've interviewed you here on the radio, which all three of the interviews have appeared on the air down there in Charleston. So hopefully, you know, that's resulted in some people walking through your door who otherwise would never have heard about you.
I could have bought this much advertising for $100,000.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, it's – and – for the most part, people have really been supportive. We check the internet every time there's an article or something, and there are a few naysayers, but they usually run 80-90% in my favor. So
that's
most
great.
People are tired of it too. And once again, I remind you, I'm a non-smoker and have never smoked, and was never really a supporter of smokers' rights as much as I was. People's right. It's people's right to choose together with other smokers or for me to choose to let smokers or non-smokers in here.
Absolutely.
And capitalism will weed all that out. If there's a need for a non-smoking bar, there'll be somebody across the street open one up.
Damn right.
And that should have been the way it was done. I didn't feel that we needed any kind of rules or laws or regulations.
In fact, I've seen that happen.
Be decided by a personal decision.
You've seen a non-smoking bar open?
Yeah, well, in Atlanta before, I think there, I can't remember now, there may be a smoking ban in Atlanta now. No, I don't think it affects bars. Maybe I'm not certain about that. But I know that at the time there certainly wasn't a smoking ban, and there was a bar opened up that was specifically a non-smoking bar. That place was packed because there were people who wanted to get away from the smoke. And so that place actually, it was, you know, there's obviously a market potential there to take advantage of providing a place that didn't have smoking because most people do smoke quite a bit in bars. And so for people who wanted to get away from that, and plus if you're out to meet someone, you want to meet a non-smoker, that's where you would go to meet them.
Well, and what usually happens...
But in that case, it was probably the case of a big fish in a little pond. You know, there weren't very many non-smokers bars, so everybody just culminated in that one spot. So it made it seem like they were... And that's fine. Everybody's happy.
Right. What usually happens is when these laws come out, typically, in many cases, it's certain bar owners or certain restaurateurs who are too chicken to actually implement a non-smoking policy because they're afraid of what might happen. They're afraid that they're going to lose business rather than gain it. They don't want to take that risk because they're chicken. And so they
lobby the government to make it so that everybody has to be non-smoking.
Yeah, right. That's it. I think a lot of times is someone... In a certain market, like you said, they don't want to lose the smokers. So, you know, and if you make it so no one else can smoke anywhere, then that's great for them. But what they fail to realize, and I think what that bar in Atlanta demonstrated was that there's markets for both. And so you can adjust to the market and, you know, someone else opened another non-smoking bar in Atlanta, they would have gotten quite a bit of business. It was basically indicated that there was this market potential that someone had the opportunity to fill.
Right. I mean, effectively, you could open a bar that didn't serve alcohol. And there may be a market for that, but it should be somebody's choice. And if there's enough people who want to come to it, it'll work itself out. We don't need somebody to sit down there at their golden desk and make these rules for us.
Absolutely right. You know, in fact, that leads me, though, the idea of a bar that doesn't serve alcohol leads me to a conversation I wanted to have with you tonight, Carrie, and that is about some alternatives. I understand you're going to try to get your liquor license back, but just to throw some ideas out there, you know, maybe for you to consider or for anybody else out there that's thinking about going into business for themselves to think about, there's a club here in Keene, New Hampshire called Abenara, and it's a pretty neat little place. It's a Middle Eastern culture club, and they are applying for a liquor permit, but in the meantime, it's a private club. So basically, they sell $20 a year memberships for people to be able to come in there. Now, if you have a membership, you can bring up to two guests in with you as well. But you know, $20 a year, so it's a private club, and that means that different things can happen in a private club than can happen in a so-called public establishment. And one of the things they allow is for people to actually bring in their own alcohol and consume it on the premises. They can't serve the alcohol, but if you want to bring in your own beer or bring in your own liquor, you can do that. I don't know if that's a business model that, you know, you even want to consider, but I want to bring you back here in a moment. You do have some more time for us, right, Carrie?
Absolutely.
All right, great.
Absolutely.
Well, we're Carrie Paco Ellison here in moments, live from the Black Hawk Saloon. That's where he is in Charleston, West Virginia. We're here in New Hampshire. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything as well. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, though right now we'll be giving priority to people with questions for Kerry Paco Ellison from the Black Hawk Saloon. We'll continue talking to him here in a few moments. A heroic, very courageous businessman who stood up against the state. We'll continue his story. But first, want to tell you about LibertarianInternships.com.
Yep, that's your chances of taking advantage of LibertarianInternships.com's offer over the summer here, if you're in college, are dwindling by the minute. Go to LibertarianInternships.com and register for their internships in public policy, journalism, production, that's film and alternative media production, and they have a stipend, which means you get paid, and housing assistance, little courses to show you how to do things, and the IHS takes care of everything. That's the Institute for Humane Studies. LibertarianInternships.com. You have to register for an account there before you get all the information.
All right, we're on with Kerry Paco Ellison, one of the most, I think, courageous business owners in this country, because he stood up against the smoking ban. They tried to ban smoking. They did ban smoking in Conowa County, that's the Charleston, West Virginia area. And he basically said to his customers, "Hey, you guys can keep coming in and smoking. I'm not the smoking police. I'm not going to be enforcing this on you. This is my bar, and I want to allow smokers to come in here." It happened over 2 years ago, and ever since then, they've been coming after him. They've been hitting him with fines. He's taken it to court. He did end up paying the fine, but as he pointed out, he couldn't have bought this much advertising for $100,000. I mean, all the newspaper stories and likely television news stories and radio coverage that he and the Black Hawk Saloon have gotten over this has been well worth it, which I think goes to show that in many cases, doing civil disobedience or refusing or non-cooperation, refusing to go along with governmental rules, even in the face of possible significant harm that could be done to your business, can result in some wonderful things happening. And so there's definitely a silver lining to all of this negativity that the government brought on him. And I think that's a real positive side to this story. But what I was telling you about Kerry a moment ago was this little hangout establishment. It's a hookah bar. It's a Middle Eastern culture club here in Keene, New Hampshire. And the activists around here, the liberty activists, tend to like to hang out at this place because it's kind of a cool little setup. It's a private club where you have to buy a membership in order to get in. It's $20 a year. And here in New Hampshire, like you guys have down there in Conowa County, there's a smoking ban that applies to all bars and restaurants. And so these guys have hookahs, which are smoking devices. Now, they could allow for cigarettes if they wanted to, but they don't want that in their bar. They just want to allow the hookahs. But nonetheless, smoking is happening on and inside this premises, and they serve food there. So it's technically, you know, qualifies as a restaurant. However, because they set themselves up as a private club, the state can't touch them. So I don't know if that's something you would consider for your business, but I thought it was just an interesting idea to throw out there. You know, what if the Black Hawk Saloon became a private club establishment where somebody had to buy a membership for, like, you know, a buck or something, you know, whatever the arbitrary number is you'd want to set on that, or even just, you know, a penny. You could set whatever arbitrary number you wanted to, and just, you know, that way you could claim, well, this is a private club, so your rules don't apply. You know, everybody that's coming in here is joining up as a member knowing what's
going on. I think it's probably important to note that I wouldn't say necessarily the state can't touch them, but that the laws they've passed about smoking and things like that apply to specifically defined public spaces, which includes things like restaurants and bars. Whereas like a private club, I think, just takes it out of that legal definition.
Which may or may not be the case in West Virginia. So I was interested in your thoughts on that, Kerry.
Well, ironically, that was already Plan B. Plan A is to try to get the license back, which is working out. I get them back tomorrow at noon, supposedly.
Okay.
Plan B was we have two other clubs here in the state, three other clubs here in the state that do just what you say. And they're adult swingers clubs. It's adult activity, and that's what I was going to go with. If nothing else, I can't talk on live radio. To tee off everybody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it clean, guys. I'm trying to.
How about this one? And this was another one that I was reminded of after. Down in Florida, there was a, I think this was down in Florida. Anyway, the other idea for kind of a workaround would be that if you can't sell alcohol anymore, would that mean you couldn't give it away? So, for instance, you could, put something on your menu, like you buy this $25 meal or something like that, and normally the meal would cost, you know, $10 or something like that. Whatever the prices you need to build in the price of the alcohol into the meal. But basically you serve the meal, and as a freebie, you know, just because you're feeling nice, you serve some alcohol to that customer. It's like, you know, you buy a meal and then you just happen to get some alcohol with it or something like that. Or, you know, you give a donation to some fund, and then as a result you donate some alcohol back. I just wonder what other kind of ways, you know, you could work around that.
Throwing private parties and where there happens to be alcohol at a buffet style setting and people pay a cover charge, things like that.
And there are several options that you can try, but for now, I'm pretty much tested the waters.
Oh yeah,
you know,
you've gone further than anybody
kind
else.
I'm maxed me out for right now for testing the waters.
I don't blame you at all. I'm just throwing this
for a little while, and I've had my 15 minutes of fame, and I really don't understand why I didn't get all the glory that Rosa Parks and the Boston Tea Party did, but I got my share of it. But
that comes later on down the line. I don't think Rosa Parks got all the glory right up front. It's, you know, history looks back and remembers, hopefully will remember people like you, Kerry. I know I won't forget. You know, I appreciate everything that you've done. And I think that if there's anybody out there that's saying, well, you should go, you know, go to the wall, take it all away, well, that's big talk from somebody who's not taking a risk like you are. And I don't blame you for saying, hey, I've had it. You know, this has been my play, and it's played out, and I'm glad I did it. I don't regret it, but I'm done. And I don't blame you one iota for that. You have done more, I think, for freedom than most business owners could ever dream of doing, because they're too cowardly
to
ever say no.
Maybe someone else will take up the baton and carry forward or something. But I agree with you completely. I would never. I mean, I admire it when someone has the courage like you have presented, but I would never ever pressure someone and say, you know, make them feel like they have a duty to do that, because it is, you know, I never want to tell someone you have to self-sacrifice.
And conceivably, I may have lost, but I still hold my head high. I don't duck behind a tree when I see somebody. I still hold my head high. This started in 2008. Here it is, 10. I've run it about as far as you can run it and still survive. So I'm... regardless of whether I made a dent in the iceberg or not, I'm still proud that I'm still here, and sometimes you have to conform a little to survive, and that's all I'm doing.
Yep, Terry, and I want to say thank you. I mean, thank you for what you've done.
It's heroic. Anything else you want to share with our audience tonight, Kerry?
No, that pretty much covered everything. Just I would. I'd like to thank all the people, and there have been large numbers of people that have supported me. And I'm talking in the grocery store. I'll encounter little blue-haired ladies that don't drink or smoke, and they'll come up and shake my hand and tell me that they think it's a great thing that I'm doing. And that's...
Wow. That makes it worth it.
And these people, they're kind of unsung heroes in themselves. I got a little glory out of it. And there are people that have come in and thrown money down and handed and said, here's $100. Oh. Put this towards your fine. Here's $2. Here's $5. And that's admirable in people, and I'd like to thank those people. That's about all I have to say.
One more question for you, Kerry. Now, you said that the liquor license hopefully will be coming back to you tomorrow. Are you guys open tonight?
No, not tonight. No.
Okay.
I tried to talk them into the 4th, and they said no. It would have to be the 5th was the best they could do, which will be tomorrow.
All right. Well, I hope that our listeners there in Charleston are hearing this, and they appreciate also what you've done. And you know, go on in, and when the Black Hawk is back open, and say hi to Kerry and his staff over there, and tell them you heard him on Free Talk Live. And thank you so much as always, Kerry, for coming in with us. And we'll be listening. And if our listeners down there tell us something else is up, I'm sure we'll have you back.
Okay. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Kerry. Good night. Thanks, and good luck. And thanks so much for being so brave in the face of the adversity of the state. Good night, sir. 800-259-9231, and if we only had 5% of business owners that were like Kerry, it's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-859-4796. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-859-4796. That's 1-800-859-4796. 1-800-859-4796.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect
effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, features free, including Facebook. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com to join our Facebook fan page. You can join up, become a fan, as it is called. And that's a good way to keep in the loop as to what's going on with the show, because we post our Free Talk Live news updates over there, as well as to our email list. So go to facebook.freetalklive.com.
And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They can make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, whether it's a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. Use code coupon code FTL, FTL is in Free Talk Live, to sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. If you don't use the code FTL, you don't get the month free at HostGator.com.
Now, we finally get the chance to open up the phones here after having a very interview-heavy show, pretty unusual for Free Talk Live. We're actually going to continue things after hours, after the radio show is over on our internet stream. So if you're there, stay tuned, because, Dale, you have something that you want to talk about that really, I don't know how well it's going to do on the radio. So how do you want to tease that?
Parts of it are kind of risque. So. Okay. I figured it's a good after-hour show.
We're going to talk about goys.
Goys, they're guys who are basically gay, but they have a lot of hang-ups about the that they need therapy about.
we'll talk about it here coming up after the radio show's over, live on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. You can find those there if you aren't tuned in right now. So we continue with your calls right at this point. Michael is on the line in South Carolina. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
How's it going?
Oh, great, Michael. What's on your mind tonight?
I was wanting to talk about voluntary government.
Sure.
And I might be wrong, but I think in the past that you've said that you supported a type of reputation ranking
I think that that people already have reputation. It's just that I think that having a system that is a little bit more specifically targeted towards getting people's reputations out there publicly, I think that would help a lot to deter fraud and things like that.
Isn't that kind of like things like Consumer Reports and UL
sure,
rating
those,
systems?
Those more apply to businesses. I mean, when I talk about a reputation rating system, I also include individuals.
Ratings.
There is credit ratings.
That's one aspect of it. I mean, those are just some aspects of it that are already implemented. And then the idea is that in a really free market, there are some other things that people could implement if they wanted to. And then those would have their own reputations in terms of how reliable they actually are. They have to actually be able to convince people that they're very good at rating and that they're not being arbitrary or being influenced by being biased or influenced and things like that.
Well, that sounds great, but wouldn't you agree that some level of force would still be required?
depends. I mean, I think that in the case where you've got someone who's violated another person's rights, where you've got a violent, dangerous person who's out there harming people, yeah, absolutely. You're going to have to use force to bring that person to some justice.
Okay. All right. Well, that's basically what I wanted to ask you. You know, I imagine a situation where maybe a family was harming their children, and someone would have to intervene on behalf of the children and, you know, with force to stop them.
Yeah, I think that the difference, though, would be that in today's society, when the government uses force, there's no liability for what they do, so they can literally get away with murder, and they very rarely actually get themselves in trouble, their own agents, for that sort of thing. They claim they're going to investigate, and then the investigation turns up that everything was fine, even though they actually murdered somebody. So in a free market environment where justice was provided by the marketplace, then if some market enforcer is going to bounty hunter, for instance, or an insurance company that's trying to bring a criminal, violent criminal to justice. If they botch it up, if they go after the wrong guy, if they arrest you and thinking that you were the guy and it turns out you weren't the guy, then unlike the government who can just, you know, put their hands behind their back, walk on away and whistle because they got no liability. There's no way you can hold them accountable for making a mistake like that. We just came back today, Mark and Dale. We were all watching a man who spent 18 years in a Florida prison on death row for a crime he didn't commit. Luckily, he was exonerated 18 years later. But
they asked him about restitution, if he got any restitution from the state of Florida. He said when he left, he got a pair of pants, a shirt, and $100.
That's what they give everybody when they leave Florida prison. Mark,
he's 17 years in prison on death row, expecting to every day wondering if the next day was going to be his last.
Right. So that's the kind of story that you find commonplace in the government justice system. But in a market-based system where there's competition and no one is forced to use one provider over another, then if they make a mistake and arrest the wrong person, they are in big trouble. Their reputation's going to take a huge hit. They may have to pay their insurance policy will have to kick in. The insurance company will probably drop them at that point. Whoever was it was insuring them for making the right decisions, that kind of thing. They would likely would go out of business. I mean, it would be way worse than what's going on with Toyota right now, for instance, because we're talking about people's lives that are on the line here.
I think we would have. What would happen is we would have the mechanics in place at that point because there would be accountability. Anytime you have a monopoly, particularly a monopoly on force, accountability goes out the window. And so when you add accountability, I think then it no longer is just rhetoric, the idea of innocent until proven guilty. Because that's the rhetoric that gets tossed around and it's completely empty. And I think that with the right mechanics in place, that's actually a possibility. And so when people think that when you promote and when you endorse a voluntary government and people think that you're being an idealist, it's not really that you have this idealist view of what the world is going to be. What you have is that you want, I want there to be fewer innocent people being prosecuted for being prosecuted and actually harmed. I want less crime. I want less violence. And we need the mechanics in place to get there. And so it isn't that it's idealistic. It's not perfect. But what it does is it makes an environment where it can evolve and get better.
And people that make mistakes that cost other people their freedom,
they're accountable.
Will actually be held accountable. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, and I was thinking along the same lines. I'm glad to see that we agree on that.
Good. Well, if you want to expand your vision here, what I would recommend is going to book.freekeen.com. There you'll find a couple of really great books. One of them is recently written, Complete Liberty, from 2006, and also one from back in the 1970s called The Market for Liberty. They're both available completely free in audiobook format, also in PDF format, and they really both go into the ideas of marketplace justice. I think probably The Market for Liberty goes a little bit further into it than does Complete Liberty, but they're both excellent and great ways to kind of expand your vision of what a voluntary order might look like. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's talk to John, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Charleston, you're on. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First time caller. I just got into talk radio when they switched over to 94.5 here in Charleston.
Welcome.
Well, I know Carrie Elson personally. Mm-hmm. I'm another bar owner in Charleston, and the ABC and the health department have it out for the bar owners who don't abide by the rules. I still let people smoke in my bar after at a certain time just because when I didn't do it, my business went elsewhere.
Hmm.
And, you know, I have a family to take care of, and that's the most important thing.
Oh, well, then we won't ask you what your bar is, then, because that'll get you targeted. So go ahead with your thoughts.
They, you know what? They target me all the time anyway.
Hmm.
We actually are in the process of filing suit against the ABC for unfair practices. We've pulled the audit reports from the state legislature for the past, I believe, 4 or 5 audits, and found out that that the legislature has told them that they need to put in place a schedule, a fee schedule, and stand by it for, like, if a bar does one thing and they say they served an underage and they're charged $100. The bar next door serves an underage and they're charged $500. Because there is no enforcement on what they can charge and what they can't charge.
Hmm. So if they just like you, then they'll be nicer. If they don't like you, then
if you slip them a little payment under the table that no one knows about.
What's funny that you said that, because some of the ABC inspectors just got switched around because they're under federal investigation for taking bribes.
Well, that potential is always going to be there when you consolidate that much power in one place. I mean, you're asking for that to happen, and it's really a denial of reality,
human nature,
to think that you can create conditions like that and then for that not to happen.
Yeah, but it's not okay. And you know, taking a bribe from a public official, I feel that public officials, when working in the capacity that they're given, should be. I think that the penalties should be double, so they should get twice the prison time.
Hey, John, I appreciate hearing from you here tonight. Will you do us a favor and call us back? We're on every night there at 9 o'clock in Charleston. Call us back. Let us know how your lawsuit goes, all right?
Okay, I will. I
appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for doing that. All right, we're done for tonight here on the radio side of things. Great to hear new people finding us on the FM band. That's exciting. And more coming up here. If you're on our internet stream, stick around. If you're on the radio, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us same time, same place, same channel. Radio or internet listeners, stay tuned. More coming up shortly. Free Talk Live.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a 2-disc set that includes hours of Swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.